Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 221 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour, so got some great stuff this week. So a bit of rock and roll, a bit of thrash metal and everything in between. But to kick things off, the band Pentagram at last have become super famous due to TikTok and a meme that's going around. It's pretty cool, it's funny, some of them are great. The one of them in the Muppet Show is brilliant. But I thought I'd kick off this show with The Ghoul by Pentagram from the Relentless album from 1985.
Chosen one.
Just to keep it all things pentagram, that was Victor Griffin with a track called Never Surrender from the Late for an Early Grave album, which came out in 2004, which was a set of demos that were all pulled together at the time. I guess it's been recently re-released with some new tracks on it. Some great tracks. I think that one there would have suited perfectly the Rodney Dangerfield movie. I don't know why, it just has that vibe about it. So last weekend, or the weekend before, was up the Hammers in Greece in Athens, and I see the Lord Weird Sly Fager about to release the kind of follow-up to Traveller. And this is the first track off it, Knife World, which comes, and the album's called Supplement 1, Imperial Glades. That's due out later this year. keeping it all things old school. That was Raven with Power Hungry from the Can't Take It Away, the Fire EP, which was released earlier this year. We're only in March and Raven already knocked out a release. Them boys just keep putting them out, and they're all good quality stuff, and they keep touring, and it must be a right age now. Fair play to them, all very good indeed. So let's take it down a notch and do a bit of death metal. Gorguts, a classic album considered dead from 1991. I've got a couple of other ones which incidentally I've never heard. Let's check them out. But this is a track called Bodily Corrupted from the Considered Dead album. We'll be right back. And following Gorguts, that was the first request of the evening. That was Ulfa with You Exist for Nothing from The Pain Cleanses Every Doubt from 2015. Bit of black metal there for Christopher Osborne. Super, super stuff. Enjoyed that very much. Hadn't heard them guys in a while. And incidentally, here's another request from Chris, which is a bit more left field than usual. This is The Leather Nun with Son of a Good Family from the Force of Habit album from 1987. A bit of stinking old rock and roll. Let's see this go off.
Keep on crying.
And keeping it all rock and roll there, that was Peter Pan's Speed Rock from Holland with Whatever Man from Buckle Up and Shove It from 2014. And guys are just straightforward, just straight down the line. I would love to see, I've seen them play live. I think it was a Grass Pop or Hellfest or Roadburn, one of them. And it was just great, solid. It gives that whole Motorhead vibe thing about it. Just simplistic, straight to the point. So going for an oldie, this one here popped up. Venom, Too Loud for the Crowd from Possessed. An album which people don't really rate that much after the first three. It's understandable, but see, revisiting after all these years, it's still a good bite off it. I quite enjoy that album. I didn't like it at the time. It's one of them ones that has matured with time. So this is Too Loud for the Crowd.
We'll be right back.
an album released in the same year there. That was Exciter with I Am The Beast from Long Live The Loud from 1985. There's some cracking albums they released. Long Live The Loud, Heavy Metal Maniac, Violence and Force, Unveiling The Wicket wasn't bad as well. And some of the later ones were good too. Still haven't seen them live. I've always sort of missed them due to circumstances of arriving late to festivals or pulling out of festivals. So I see Magnum were doing a bit of a tribute to Tony Clarkin there the other week, and then one gig was cancelled due to Storm Ewan or whatever he was called this time. And I was having to look through the records, and Chase the Dragon album I used to listen to a lot when I was younger at school, and cassette and was taped for me. And it's a track from it called The Spirit.
Don't place your trust in foolish promises sworn, no cryptic message scrawled upon every wall. Street corner justice, beware. The spirit will find you, always be fair. The shallow verse once read means nothing at all, no fearful gestures made for instant recall. In lies your heart will not share. The spirit inside you use without care. Inside you won't be ignored.
Let's go. Don't let your mother know. Don't go out tonight. Don't even try to fight. Cause I can see I got the thing you need. And I'm here to say it's gonna be that way. Ah, don't try to run. Don't try to scream. Believe me, the hammer's got a special dream. I'm in your life, just might be in your wife. Could be behind your back, I might be on your track. And it might be true, I might be on to you. I'll tell you that to death, I'll take away your breath. Ah, oh, don't try to see, don't you try to hide. Believe me, the hammer's gonna make you die. See another day. I'm shooting out your light, bring you eternal night. And your eternal tricks begin to make me sick. The only thing I know is that you touch and go. Ah, don't you panic, babe. Don't look around. Believe me, the hammer's gonna bring you down.
And keeping it all 1980s, that was from 1980, of course, Motorhead with a Hammer from Ace of Spades, which has been re-released yet again on a lovely blue splatter vinyl for the 50th anniversary. I think all them early albums. Yeah, you say you're not going to buy them, you know a lot. See, when they drop a wee bit in price, I'll probably end up buying some of them. So I thought we'd go for a couple of covers. I haven't done that in a wee while. So first up is Nevermore, and they're gearing up again, as I said the other week. And this is a cover of their Judas Priest's Love Bites from the Defenders of the Faith album. And this is called Love Bites, funny enough.
Yeah.
And the second cover there was Dimmu Borgir with Metal Heart from A Tribute to Accept. A lot of years ago, as a lot of them tributes too came out, there's a Nuclear Blast on a double CD with all covers on. Some of them are great and some of them are just bloody awful. But there's some real gems on it. It's well worth picking up if you can find it out there. You can easily find it for a couple of pounds. Most of them things you can find quite cheap. And there's some good tracks and some turkeys on them. So anyway, thanks for listening. And to finish off this week, going to go out in a reasonably long one. Slow, ethereal, heavy, doom, whatever you want to call it. And this is Windhand with a track called Forest Clouds, which comes from the 2015 album Grief's Eternal Flower. So until next time, look after yourselves.